grocery shopping at Whole Foods, and even now at ShopRite, is getting harder and harder financially for my wife and I. So we decided to go to Costco, which, for those of you that aren't familiar with Costco or don't know about it, I don't know how that's possible, but if you don't, it's like a wholesale store where you save money by buying things in bulk. So we went there. Was it yesterday? Yeah, we went there yesterday on Saturday. Anyway, once you navigate through the parking lot, you know, that's filled with immigrants that can't drive or park a fucking car, you enter what looks like a zoo or a nature reserve. You know, a huge percentage of the people that shop at Costco, for one reason or another, are absolutely grotesque. You know, most of them are all buying junk food. You know, the baskets are full of all kinds of shit, you know, unhealthy stuff. And their out-of-control kids are running all over the place. And I think you need an IQ of about 70 to shop at Costco. So that's the first thing you notice when you walk in there. One of the things they feature at these stores is food samples, okay? You know, people that stand out there at the end of the aisles and pass out food. It's usually a few old people, you know, that are performing these tasks. Every so often they'll have a younger person, but it's usually old people that don't collect enough money from Social Security that have to work there. You kind of feel sorry for them. And I'm sure every day, every hour, they're ambushed by herds of these retards. I mean, I saw it firsthand. You know, every day they're in there, they can't wait to get their hands on some shitty meatball pumped with nitrates on a fucking stick. You know, I even saw grown adults, you know, and even old people knocking kids out of the way to try the newest garbage fruit drink or soda they had there. These people are literally a few IQ points away from being disabled. You know, they just missed the cut. So I guess that's the second thing that I missed. You know, and you have to shuck and jive and kind of dodge these people, you know, as you're going through this store, because they're all over the place. And they'll literally run cut in front of you to run to get in line for these samples. I've never seen anything like it before. And then when you finally get out of this zoo, they have a this is real funny. This is even funnier. They have a Costco gas station where these assholes, and that's what they are, they're assholes. They line up to save 5 cents a gallon on gas, okay? Yet they live about 10 miles away, probably, sometimes maybe even further than that. They live about 10 miles away from that particular gas station, right, to get there. And then they sit in line running their engine for about, maybe it's a half hour. But even if it's a half hour, they sit there and they run their fucking engine for a half hour. Then you try to explain to one of these idiots that they're defeating the purpose by doing this. And it doesn't register with them. They don't understand that they're not actually saving any money. All they're doing is wasting a Saturday or a Sunday, sit in a line for gas because they think they're saving a nickel. You can't get through to them. They don't get it. So do you guys see why we're where we are today? You know, it's the general public. These are the idiots that we have to deal with. And this is a big part of the problem, a huge part of the problem. And all these people vote, all of them.